You're listening to Mornings with Erica and Bridget right here on Moody Radio 89.3.
Well, Marilyn and Brad Rhodes is joining us today, and they say that to ensure a thriving, blessed marriage, couples need to build their relationship on the grace Jesus exemplified in his pursuit and sacrifice for the church. So what can we learn about his example for our marriage? They've talked about that in their new resource, The Grace Marriage, how the gospel and intentionality transforms your relationship. Brad and Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Brad, this is kind of an outgrowth, I guess, of your ministry, Grace Marriage. It started a few years back in 2015. Tell us about the ministry and how the book came out of that.
Well, the ministry is we equip churches with ongoing marriage ministries. We saw that a lot of churches had premarital counseling and crisis counseling, but really no strategy for the marriage. So we really wanted to help churches help couples thrive and grow and not just say, we're getting ready for marriage. Good luck. If you ever hate each other, call us. So what we did was we created that. And in the process, you know, Marilyn and I, through our own marriage and other things, just kind of saw that our hope in marriage is the grace of Jesus Christ, because we all struggle. We all have challenges. And unless grace is primary and forgiveness is primary, the marriage is really set up to be a roller coaster or just settle into this unattractional norm.
Yeah. And Marilyn, you guys talk that you guys had a courtship not that very long, and then you were in marriage, and then it didn't take long for you to realize, wait, we need a different approach. And I guess that's also where this whole concept has been birthed. Can you talk to us about your own early days in marriage?
Yes. We, you know, in our early days in marriage, we went about it all wrong. Quickly, I was lonely. We were struggling. We were fighting. A year in, I was thinking, is this the rest of my life? Is this what marriage looks like? Wasn't it all what I expected? And then when God transformed our marriage, it was radical. It was a radical transformation. And we want to help couples' marriages be transformed the same way by putting their marriage under grace. You know, Scripture tells us that our marriages would be a picture of the gospel, but we didn't know what that looked like to put legs on that. But when we look at how Christ loved us and how he laid down his life for us, it wasn't a performance approach. It was a grace approach. He pursued us with grace, and that's what we're called to do in marriage. But we just naturally are in this performance-based mentality of, you know, if he's doing well, then we're doing well. If he doesn't treat me well, then I'm not going to treat him well. And if you're good to me, then we'll do well. And we fall into that trap, and it's a roller coaster. So, and like Brad said, we all struggle. And if we can love each other like Christ loved us, then it's a beautiful picture of the gospel.
So did your marriage change, or did you change through that process?
First, it was me, because I was in graduate school studying to be a counselor. I was telling Brad everything he was doing that bothered me, and I thought, if I don't tell him, he's not going to know, and we're going to get into these bad patterns. And we struggled so much, and then God broke my heart and said, I'm your hope, not Brad. And I went to Brad, and I said, I'm sorry I've put you in the place of God. He's where my hope is. I'm going to love you like I feel called to love you. And I'm sorry. And that was the beginning of God starting to work on our marriage. We hadn't really gotten grace yet, but there was a shift where we were out of looking for what we could get out of it and shifting to, okay, what am I called to bring to this relationship? So wouldn't you say, Brad, it was a change in both of our hearts.
And yeah, and
it changed our marriage.
For me, I mean, I might have been saved through my marriage, because it's like all of a sudden, the husbands love your wife as Christ loved the church. Live with her in an understanding way. Don't be harsh with her. All of a sudden, just like this light bulb went off. Like, I'm not giving up anything for, much less my life. I'm not spending tons of time trying to understand her and just listen to her and get to know her. I'm sarcastic and rude to her. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm a terrible husband. You know, and the Lord kind of used my marriage to change me. And then the marriage benefited through that change.
Wow. Well, you talk about the fact that we're not called to performance-based marriage, but grace-based marriage, and how grace can infiltrate every aspect of our relationship, even criticism. You talk about grace and criticism. Brad, I would love for you to talk about this.
Well, when we talk about it, grace isn't just ignoring everything and pretending everything's okay. Because unaddressed issues, they don't go away. They just get bigger and they ultimately can kill your relationship. So grace and criticism, you know, one, you know, grace does avoid, include to overlook an offense promotes love. So you don't want it to be that our whole marriage is just each of us telling each other regularly everything that's wrong with you. But at the same time, you're going to need to address issues courageously with one another, both. So it's kind of in that grace and criticism chapter, it kind of talks about what to overlook, what to address, and when you address it, how to address it in a positive, grace-based way where, look, we're one family here, and we're both trying to have a better marriage, and we're coming at this from a posture of growing together, not from a posture of condemnation.
You know, there are stressors, though, Marilyn, between the schedule that I have with my kids and work and organizing, you know, my wife's work, and then there's doctor's appointment. There's just all this pressure on us. How do we get past some of that pressure to have a marriage where we're actually building one another up instead of just relying on one another to get us past that pressure point?
Yeah, well, part of it is, and to your point, life is so busy, we have to make time for our marriage. So often, we schedule our life and then try to fit marriage in where there's time and there's just not time. You have to schedule your life around your marriage. It's got to be a priority. So if you make space for your marriage, Brad and I have been, you know, after those first hard years, we've been going on a date every week, and we miss a kid's event, and it's okay. I think it's okay for them to see that they're not the center of everything. We're in such a child-centered culture, we feel terrible if we miss a kid's sporting event, but if they see that mom and dad have a great relationship, that's one of the best parenting things you can do. So we've got five kids, and then you add, like you said, life's hard, and you add crisis and things that hit. If you're not making space for your marriage, it'll slowly die.
Well, we are talking with Brad and Marilyn Rhodes today about the Grace Marriage. It's really based on a ministry they have built that's helping churches and couples. Now, you talk about grace in communication. Brad, I would love for you to just dive into this here just for a minute, because this is that sticky wicket, right, for some of us here, and it's how we communicate with each other. How does grace play into that?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, in James, it talks about the tongue is kind of like the rudder of a boat. It steers it. And, you know, it have an overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're full of grace and peace, you speak gracefully and peacefully. If you're full of bitterness and frustration, you speak out of bitterness and you're frustrated. So it's grace and communication. Like, I'm going to offer you my ear and just listen to you as a free gift of grace. And I'm going to offer you my heart. I'm going to share with you my emotions, my spirit, where I am with Jesus, and my day is just a free gift of grace because I love you, and I'm just going to give you myself as a free gift of grace. So it's not only grace, one, it impacts the health of the communication, because when I'm resting in the grace of Jesus and the fruits of the Spirit are primary, we talk pretty well. When I'm feeling like I'm failing and I'm stressed and I'm pressured, it's so hard to communicate, and it can just pop into a fight just like that. And the same with Marilyn. If I condition my communication on how well Marilyn's doing, or she conditions on how well I'm doing, we don't communicate. So really, grace fuels both the quality and quantity of the communication.
Can I ask you to do something?
When you get grace.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying, when you get grace for yourself, then when your spouse does share, maybe there's an issue that does need to be addressed, you can hear it better. You just don't immediately feel condemned in it, but I'm just going to listen. I mean, I think the key to grace and communication is giving your spouse the space to feel heard. That's where our communication gets sticky, when we're just going back and forth and neither feels heard. So if I'm just listening, hey, okay, I'm going to hear what he's saying. I'm going to ask questions to fully understand. I may not agree with it, but I'm going to listen and and pursue rather than pull away and defend myself or retreat and withdraw and give the silent treatment.
The Grace Marriage is the book. Brad and Marilyn Rhodes have written this. I was just going to ask if we could pull back for just a second and say, what is grace? When we're trying to, could we define a term here? Because if people are like me for years, it's okay. I kind of get it, but I don't fully grasp it. What does it, what do you mean when we're saying the word grace?
Well, remember in Romans 6:14, it says, for sin will have no dominion over you because you're under grace, not law. So your hope, it's forgiveness. It's unconditional favor. It's unconditional acceptance. It's just the gift of, I love Marilyn Rhodes. I don't love what I get from her. I don't love how a good day she's having. I don't love the pleasure she brings me. I just love her as a human being. And it's just demonstrated because whether she's having a good day or a bad day, grace is just loving her. And that's one of those beautiful things about marriage is nobody knows the bad about me like Marilyn. And nobody is more impressed with me and loves me better than Marilyn. So to be fully known and to fully loved, I mean, to think, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. It wasn't like he looked down and said, wow, Brad's an impressive dude. I'm going to put him on my team. No, he looked down and saw somebody in rebellion to God, an enemy of him, and said, I just love Brad. I'm going to adopt him as my son. And he just extended me the beautiful gift of grace and salvation and tells me just to rest in it and realize I'm delighted as his kid. And then said, oh, Brad, and by the way, love your wife like I love you.
Well, that's powerful to understand the concept of grace that we've been extended if we're in Christ and that we can accept if we're not in Christ quite yet, and then to extend that to our spouse. And that's what the Grace Marriage is all about. This resource, brand new from Brad and Marilyn Rhodes. We would love for you to find out more about it and how it can impact not only your relationship, but relationships around you as well. Can this be done as a group study, Marilyn?
It can. You know, we have the book that just came out as a resource, but for churches, we've been working with churches for years where you have it in a small group setting, and it's a proactive wellness approach towards your marriages. Like Brad said, you've got in churches, we often have premarital and crisis, but we want to help marriages across the board thrive in the middle of marriage, in the middle of the heart, and that's what we equip local churches to have a wellness-based approach to help their marriages. Do you add anything to that, Brad?
Yeah, we just long for a movement of marriage that it be prioritized. For so long, we've been complacent in our homes, complacent in our churches. Mm-hmm. It's time for our churches to get aggressive and help people have beautiful marriages and not let this busy, distracted world squeeze it out and keep killing it. Mm-hmm. So the church prioritizing at the and in the home, like Marilyn talked about earlier, my marriage is important. I will spend time on it every single week, and I will demonstrate it's important by the amount of resources, time, and creative energy I give it. And then from a church standpoint, I mean, how's the world going to think marriage is important when 72% of churches, according to Communio, have no marriage ministry at all, and 80% of churches spend not one ministry dollar on marriage, and then the whole time we're talking about how important it is? It's not going to be important until we treat it as important, both in the church and in the home.
GraceMarriage.com is the website. The book is The Grace Marriage, and we have all that information at our website, ericandbridget.org.
Thank you so much for your time today, Brad and Marilyn.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.